May 1st, 2011, Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus is here as he is in the Divine Mercy image, and he has His Holiness Pope John Paul II with him. The Pope says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. My mercy is from age to age, from generation to generation, and reaches from horizon to horizon. It falls upon all people and all nations. It cannot be ruled against by man, nor judged unworthy of belief, for its origin remains divine. Please understand that this mission of holy love is part of my mercy. Where darkness pervades the world, it does so, for the darkness in hearts remains unchallenged by the light of truth. Here at this site, I have come to invite all humanity into the light of truth. Here is the truth. The key to peace, security, and prosperity is divine love and divine mercy. But it is not enough for me to tell you this, and for you to hear it and believe it. You must live it. Become mercy and love. Only then can you bring the light of truth into the world around you. Only then can the world be transformed into the New Jerusalem. This light of truth is the kingdom to come, the kingdom of my Father's divine will. All of the natural disasters and the man-made disasters, such as corrupt leadership and economic crisis, are present and dominate the world today, for the light of truth has not been accepted and acted upon. This is the action of free will choices, for mankind fails to see Satan's compromises or even his attacks. My brothers and sisters, please understand that my repeated apparitions to you here and heaven's continual intervention are a sign of caring concern for the world situation and for each one of you. Your prayers are being heard. You do not see the subtle changes taking place in many hearts, changes which will bring stability where there has been chaos. My brothers and sisters, never side with power versus truth. Truth is the champion of the cause of the New Jerusalem, a goal I bid you work towards. You can and will live in the New Jerusalem if you always embrace the truth, which is holy love. Tonight I desire that all people and consequently all nations turn with trust to my merciful heart. The more you trust, the more my mercy and love will overflow into your hearts. Desire this so that we can be united. My brothers and sisters, thank you for believing. Many spirits will be liberated tonight, and many will believe that did not believe before. I have come to pour my merciful love into the world. You must take it to others and be merciful love to others. My Pope, John Paul II, is extending to you his papal blessing, and I am blessing you with my blessing of divine love.